News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has urged Hamas to accept what he described as an extraordinarily generous Israeli ceasefire deal. We're joined by Alistair Bunkle, Sky Middle East news correspondent. Alistair, thank you for talking to us. Just bring us up to speed. What is the latest in relation to this potential ceasefire deal?
Morning. Well, momentum does seem to be gathering behind negotiations again. And you know how many times we've been here before, when it looks like the two sides might be edging closer to some sort of agreement, only for something to happen that meant that any negotiations collapsed. But I have to say this time that it feels like there is some optimism around, and it feels like it is going the right way. The Israelis have put a new proposal to Hamas via the Egyptians. We don't know the precise details of it, but we understand they have compromised on a number of areas. For example, in the first phase of any pause of fighting, they're now asking that 33 living hostages be released, whereas previously they were asking for 40. I think they will also make concessions on how many Israeli troops would remain in Gaza during a ceasefire, where they would remain, and where Gazans would be allowed to move to during a truce. So the point being is, if you believe the Israeli side of things, they have come up with a lot more concessions to put this deal on the table as a kind of like a final offer to Hamas. And the Israelis have been clear, if you don't accept this, then the Rafah operation will continue.
Developments overnight that you will be well aware of, Alistair, at least 25 people killed in Israeli airstrikes on Rafah, including a five-day-old baby. Does that make it more difficult for Hamas to accept what is on offer?
Well, the Israeli position will be that is in part designed to force Hamas to accept it. So the Israeli government position, Netanyahu's position actually throughout his political career, not just through this war, has always been, you know, you put military pressure onto your enemies and that will force them into concessions. I think there's two aspects to the increased bombing that we're seeing in Rafah. One is to keep the military pressure on Hamas in order to try and force them to a deal. But secondly, if a Rafah land operation is going to be carried out, then you would expect to see an uptick in the bombing campaign, the air campaign beforehand.
So what is your sense of what Hamas will do next?
So Hamas have been in Cairo yesterday. I think most of their teams have left overnight for further discussions with Hamas leadership. The key player is Yahya Sinwar, who is the Hamas leader in Gaza itself. Hamas is a rather disparate organization in that some of its leaders are in exile abroad in like Qatar and Turkey, but you've got obviously the Hamas leadership in Gaza as well. And ultimately, it is Sinwar who will need to make the final decision, because whatever Hamas leaders outside of Gaza think, it is Hamas within Gaza who will need to say, yes, we're happy with this deal and we're going to facilitate it. So we wait to hear from him effectively. I mean, we won't hear from him directly, but we wait to see what he tells the Egyptians or the Qataris. And that could take a day or two, because quite frankly, getting hold of him isn't that easy now after 7 months of war, and he's in hiding wherever. And so it can take a bit of time.
They're effectively mulling it over at this point. Is that the state of play?
Yeah, it'll be a bit of that. It'll be a bit of probably seeking clarification from the Israelis about this point or that point. And I'm sure there will also be minutiae to be negotiated. So I think we as sort of journalists or the wider public, we look at kind of the bigger detail, how many hostages will be released in exchange for how many Palestinian prisoners, for example, how many days will a truce last for, what's the position of Israeli forces. But there's so much detail beyond that that needs to be worked through. Let me just give you one example. Are Israeli fighter jets or drones allowed to fly over Gaza? If so, only at certain times during the day, only at certain points of the Gaza Strip. That kind of stuff is what is negotiated, we've seen in the past. And that's what takes time.
Okay, we will watch with interest. Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Middle East correspondent. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.